Okay, Hebrews chapter 2. Let's pick up at, I believe we left off at verse 5. Yes. So we'll pick up there and try to make some progress there. Hebrews 5. I guess I'll say this again. It is to the Hebrews. I mean, that's one of the key things of right division. But because the writer of the Hebrews is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, we can learn a lot of things about Christ and his ministry. How it was superb or more effectual than all those that went before him. Everything that those other ministers did were just a shadow of what the Lord was to do. It was, the only thing I can think of is, you know, you heard the saying, you don't send a boy to do a man's job. Well, all those prior to him, it were, they were, in a sense, boys trying to do a man's job. They only left off. You know, some of those people, say, for example, Moses was, he was a Levite. And I heard people say that he was a prophet, a priest, in a sense, and a king. Moses was. But he was inefficient. Solomon was a king and a prophet, but not a priest. David was a prophet and a king, but not a priest. He dabbled, but he was not a priest. But they were all inefficient in some aspect. But this man was the perfect prophet, the perfect priest, and he will be the perfect king. And he's, when he writes to the Hebrews, he's showing them how much better he is than all those that went before. And we haven't listed those, but he's better than Aaron, better than Moses, better than the tabernacle, better, better, better. So this is what the writer's trying to get those Hebrews to follow him. And in verse 2, he says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape, if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. And this was when Christ was a minister on earth. He did those miracles, and those whom he called did those miracles to validate his ministry, to prove that he was indeed the Messiah sent from God. He was the Christ. Do you know what Christ means? Messiah. Okay. Do you know what the Messiah means? I'll give you a hint. Christ is the, if you translated it, it would be, you ever use Crisco? You know what Crisco is? What is it? It's oil. Christ means, right, anointed. I know you heard that word when you turn on TV. Everybody's anointed. Everybody's looking for the anointing. But when he's anointed, it just means that, you remember last, maybe a couple of weeks ago, we read a verse that said, God giveth him not the spirit by measure. Mm-hmm. That's what anointed means. It's an enabling, an equipping for whatever the job is. And he was God's anointed. The Christ, the anointed one. The Messiah, Hebrew is the Hebrew word Messiah, just is the Greek word Christ. It just means anointed. And God anointed him. That is, he enabled him to perform his ministries. When I think one of the verses said, when Nicodemus came to him, he said, "We know what?" Huh? That's right. He said, "Because no man could what? Do these things, except God be with them." I don't want to put you on the spot. He recognized that. How could he recognize that? Because he knew that he was head and shoulders above what? All the rest of them.
Everybody.
They weren't doing the things that he was doing.
Or had the wisdom that he,
when he was a child, I'm getting caught up. When he was a child, he was in the temple. You know how old he was? 12 years old, and he was in the midst of the doctors and the lawyers, both hearing them and asking them questions.
Answering them too, right?
And they were, you know what? And he had to go back home and be a child. Do you think he was itching to go back? Of course. You know, he finally got a... You take a kid to the mall, if he'd never seen those things before, and you're like, "Okay, I'm going to let you in here." "Oh, I want that. I want that." They want everything. But you think about the Lord, he probably, when he got in the midst of them, in his element, or as he would call his Father's business, and they came 3 days. And they came back and say, "What are you doing?" "So what do you mean?" He said, "I must be what?" You think he was disappointed to leave? Now watch this verse. Look at Matthew. Hold your hand in Hebrews. Just look at Matthew. This is the anointed. This is the anointed one, even when he's small. Matthew, what is that? 2? No, it's not 2. Matthew 4. Yeah, it's Luke. I'm sorry, Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 2, verse 46. Might as well. We quoted it, but we'll read it. "And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, 'Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing.' And he said unto them, 'How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?' And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them." And this is what I want. "And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart." 52. This is what I want. "And Jesus increased in what? Wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." You know what increased? What else? His enabling was what? He was, as he got older, look at where I turn back. Look at Luke 4. Look at Luke chapter 4, around verse 30. What does verse 30 say? I'm gonna have to go back there. I'll tell you inside. I'm gonna get back there. Luke. There you go. That's it. He said, yeah, it was 4:18. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath what? Anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal. That's 4:18. Luke 4:18. Heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And you go down and it says, and all that bear witness and wonder at the gracious words that proceeded out of his mouth. You notice that little catchphrase, the words that proceeded out of his mouth? Yeah. What does that make you think of?
Free flowing?
Speaking the world into existence.
I mean, it's like his words.
What does Matthew 4 say, that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that what?
Proceeded out of the mouth.
What is that called? What is the word that proceeded out of the mouth of God called?
Truth.
Truth? What's the synonym for truth? Mm-hmm. She's like red hot. She's truth?
The word?
So like the gospel? Oh man, she's burning up. What is the gospel called? A synonym for the gospel? Scripture. Right. You get a star. So I mean, after all, he's called the what? Word. And he's talking. Even when he stoops down and what? He's writing. With the what? Finger of God. How was the law given? By the what?